USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators are diving into the nearly $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill this week.
I hope we can use our time in the Senate efficiently. The longer it takes to finish the bill, the longer we'll be here.
Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying there will be numerous debates and votes on amendments on the bill. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, adding,
Senators on both sides expect and deserve opportunities to have a say and to put their own state's imprints on this major bill.
The White House is calling on state and local leaders to use COVID relief funds to create their own eviction moratoriums. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying too many states and cities have been too slow to act. The Biden administration is asking states to pause all eviction proceedings and extend the moratorium for at least 2 months. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A new pandemic record is being set for folks being screened at the nation's airports. The TSA is saying more than 2.2 million people went through security checkpoints on Sunday. A doctor is speaking out regarding his experiences treating COVID-19 positive patients.
Dr. Michael Boulding made an emotional plea for people in Arkansas to get the COVID-19 vaccine. He speaks with CNN's Pamela Brown about what it has been like treating unvaccinated patients as cases surge.
Literally just came from a patient's room in his 20s, and it took 6 people to get him in a prone position on the ventilator. And we are seeing 20 and 30-year-olds dying now from a preventable illness, and it's heartbreaking.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The head of the National Border Patrol Council is questioning the Biden administration's immigration strategy. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Iraqi explains.
The Biden administration unveiled its strategy last week for dealing with the surge of illegal immigration at the southern border. Focusing on the root causes of migration from Central America, the strategy unveiled by Vice President Kamala Harris cites corruption, poverty, trafficking, and violence as main root causes driving people to the U.S. border, and promised more sustained efforts to help those countries address them. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says he's not confident in the White House's policy proposal. He tells Fox News that the president should focus on areas where the U.S. already has the authority to address the issue on our own border.
They don't give any substance to how they're actually going to do it. They talk about corruption inside of those countries. They talk about the democratic process inside of those countries. They talk about the rule of law inside of those countries. We don't have any authority in those countries. Where we do have authority and where we can make a difference is right at our borders. And if we would do what we need to do, we could shut this off immediately. We saw that under President Donald Trump. This administration just will not do what they need to do to secure our border right now in real time.
Target employees working in high-risk coronavirus counties must wear masks again. The company saying the mandate will take effect on Tuesday. However, shoppers won't be required to mask up. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.